Sebelius says finalizing the rule puts teeth into the 2008 Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act.
That incredibly important law, combined with the Affordable Care Act, will expand and protect behavioral health benefits for more than 62 million Americans.
Sebelius says a rule requires insurers to use comparable clinical standards and cost considerations for both behavioral health care and general medical care. She also says it will provide greater consumer protection. The changes are welcomed by former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who has been fighting for mental health equality for decades.
This is the day that I have, as you said, anxiously waited for so many years.
And like other Americans, Dr. John Bartlett says Georgians will benefit from the rule. Bartlett is a senior advisor to the mental health program at the Carter Center.
Georgia has, at this point, taken the position that it will not expand Medicaid. But all the insurance products that will come through the exchanges here in Georgia, which at this point are being run by the federal government, will have to comply with the final rule.
And Bartlett says finalizing the rule represents a huge step forward.
What it means, basically, is that there's now a standard against which the realities that are out there can be judged. And without this final rule, we didn't have that. So now we actually have a gold standard.
Bartlett says currently some insurers and exchanges under the Affordable Care Act are not living up to parity for mental health and substance abuse services. But because of the rule, they will now have to add services like partial hospitalization and early screening and prevention for things like depression and substance abuse. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.